YB86543 Moscow.
Yes, sir.
You would never have found him through his office, Mr. President. Our premier is a man of the people, but he is also a man, if you follow my meaning.
What did you say?
I said Premier Kissov is a degenerate atheist.
Mr. President, I formally request that you have this ignorant brute.
I'm sorry.
Mr. President, I think they're trying the number.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Terry, what is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Huh?
Hey, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's the straw, you see. Watching. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Mother-in-law, I gave him what he wanted.
What? He said he'd be happier if he'd never met you.
He didn't say it. I said it.
Well, who cares who said it? I arranged it.
Where is he?
Right where he would be if he'd never met you.
Mother, you bring him back right this instant.
Now, just wait a minute. Let's not be hasty. He may be a good deal happier where he is now.
He loves me, Mother.
Are you sure? After all we've put him through these past few years, let me refresh your memory. How many normal red-blooded American husbands have been changed into a monkey, and a penguin, and a warthog?
Mine was never a warthog.
You're quite right. It's just that I thought about it so much.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film podcast, because this is a film podcast and a music podcast. That was the late, the great Agnes Moorehead. She was also in Citizen Kane. We'll get to that, because Citizen Kane, there's always been that debate, is it the greatest film ever made? Well, that's up for the film snobs to decide. AFI, can you hear me? So, why are we talking about Agnes Moorehead? Well, today is her birthday. There's a lot of stuff going on December 6th. But in her case, it was December 6th, 1900. She's in that, you know, I'm in that list with her, but I'm just a podcaster. Dave Brubeck is in that list, take five. Ira Gershwin. Peter Buck of REM. There's even, yeah, there's, I'm trying to think who else. But Agnes, born Agnes Robertson Moorehead, December 6, 1900, died April 30th, 1974. That was a clip from Bewitched. Everyone remembers her as Endora. The mother, the mother-in-law, the witch. She was nominated for 4 Academy Awards. She was in Citizen Kane, Dark Passage. That's a great Humphrey Bogart film, by the way. All That Heaven Allows and Showboat. She was also in The Magnificent Andersons, Mrs. Parkington, Johnny Belinda, and Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. Everyone remembers Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte because of the behind the scenes drama that ensued between Joan Crawford, who was later fired, and Betty Davis, and how Olivia de Havilland took over Joan Crawford's role. Now, Agnes Moorehead, I mean, you want to talk about a character actress, and the fact that she could play Endora. So, really, Endora, that's an iconic part right there. Because a lot of the film stars of the past went to television. That's why film went to CinemaScope and 3D. It tried to entice the TV public. But the TV public were like, we love television. In 1964, Moorhead accepted the role of Endora, Samantha Elizabeth Montgomery's mortal loathing, quick-witted witch mother in the situation comedy Bewitched. She later commented that she had not expected it to succeed and that she ultimately felt trapped by its success. But she had negotiated to appear in it only 8 of every 12 episodes made, thus allowing her sufficient time to pursue other projects. She also felt that the television writing was often below standard and dismissed many of the Bewitched scripts as hack. In a 1965 interview with TV Guide, the role brought her a level of recognition that she had not received before, as Bewitched was in the top 10 programs for the first few years it aired. Moorhead received 6 Emmy nominations, but was quick to remind interviewers that she had enjoyed a long and distinguished career. Despite her ambivalence, she remained with Bewitched until it ended its run in 1972. She commented to the New York Times in 1974, "I've been in movies and play theater from coast to coast, so I was quite well known before Bewitched, but I don't particularly want to be identified as a witch." Later that year, she said that she had enjoyed playing the role enough, but it was not challenging and show itself was not breathtaking. Although her flamboyant and colorful character appealed to children, she expressed a fondness for the show's star, Elizabeth Montgomery, and she said she had enjoyed working with her co-star, Dick Sargent, who in 1969 replaced the ill Dick York as Samantha's husband, Darren Stevens, had a more difficult relationship with Moorhead, describing her as a tough old bird. In the fall of 1964, Moorhead participated in a 5-minute commercial spot featuring casts of both Bonanza and Bewitched, announcing a new 1965 Chevrolet line. Moorhead was featured with Dan Blocker, extolling the virtues of the new 65 72. And we will return to that. We're going to hold our thoughts and put a pin in it for a moment, and we will return to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast to dive deeper into Miss Agnes Moorhead on her birthday. Stay tuned, Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, I promise you, coming up.
Chicago. I have a body to come with me, but How do you do, Charles? He comes from the east.
Huh.
Hello, Charlie.
Charles? Yes, Mommy? Mr. Thatcher's going to take you on a trip with him tonight. You'll be leaving on number 10.
That's the train with all the lights on it.
You going, Mom?
Well, no, your mother won't be going right away, Charles. But she'll be...
Where am I going?
You're going to see Chicago and New York and Washington, maybe. Ain't he, Mr. Thatcher?
He certainly is. I wish I were a little boy going on a trip like that for the first time.
Why aren't you coming with us, Mom?
We have to stay here, Charles.
You're going to live with Mr. Thatcher from now on, Charlie. You're going to be rich. Your ma figures. Well, that is, me and her decided this ain't the place for you to grow up in. You'll probably be the richest man in America someday, and you ought to get an education.
Only, of course not. Why, we're going to have some fine times together. Really, we are, Charles. Now, shall we shake hands? Oh, come, come, come. I'm not as frightening as all that, am I? Now, what do you say? Let's shake.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Charles, you almost hurt me.
Charles, I'm sorry.
What's that to just lay with?
I'm sorry, Mr. Thatcher. What that kid needs is a good thrasher.
That's what you think, is it, Jim?
Yes.
That's why he's
going to
be brought up where you can't get at him.
Welcome back to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. That is Agnes Moorehead in Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane has been called the greatest movie of all time. I don't totally agree with that. Film snobs do. And that's fine. That's fine. But to have Agnes Moorehead in that role playing the mother, and she's so cold and calculating, and she just lets him go. She wasn't nominated for that, but she was nominated a year later for Best Supporting Actress for The Magnificent Andersons. She was also nominated for Mrs. Parkington, Johnny Belinda. She was in another movie called Cage, where she played kind of this matron of the prison. Very, very crazy. Now, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. That is Agnes Moorehead. In the thick of Bewitched. She's in the thick of it. And, I mean, we all remember Betty Davis. And excuse me. Olivia de Havilland. But... if I can find it. You know, Agnes was nominated for this. That's such a name, you know. People don't name their kids Agnes anymore. And it's sad. But I wanted to briefly just in unorthodox fashion present to you Agnes Moorehead. It's not perfect when I do this podcast, and I understand why I don't have a lot of backers, and that's fine. That's not why I do it. I do it because, well, it needs to be done. And that's the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast for tonight. I wish I could play. Well, actually, wait, here it is. Oh, that's not her. See what I mean? Shit happens, and, well, you have to deal with it. As always, unpleasant dreams, and happy birthday, Agnes Moorehead, wherever you are in the ether. Good night.